The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Bad news, we have been described as the third funniest people in the world. I'm joined by actress and comedian Faye Short to help us deal with this shocking news. What do you mean? Third? Who's ahead of us, Faye?
What?
I said, who's ahead of us?
The Czech Republic and Portugal. And I'm absolutely shocked by that. Because you know what? I honestly swear I thought we would have been the first or second at least.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mean to be disparaging to the Czech Republic or to Portugal,
no.
But I don't see how they are funnier than we are.
No, and definitely not the Portuguese. I've been to Portugal every summer for the last 4 years in a row. And look, they're great crack and all, but they're not as funny as us, do you know?
Well, I suppose we should try to find the silver lining in this. We're at least on the podium. Why are we being credited? What is it that makes us at least third in the funny stakes?
I don't know. I think there's a lot of Irish people that don't even know they're funny, but are absolutely hilarious. Like I always say it about like comedians, like, geez, like I honestly don't, like I get up on stage and, you know, do comedy bits. And I honestly don't think I'm one of the funniest people at all. There's people I meet in everyday life who would hate nothing more than to get up on a stage, but they're actually really funny and they don't realize it. Like they're just naturally, you know, born with the kind of a, you know, funny, goofy mannerisms and the way they come out with things. So, yeah, I was a bit shook. But sure, look, at least we're above the French.
Where did the French come? Do we know?
They were down a good bit. I wasn't surprised about that. I thought the Australians would have been up further. But yeah, it's a bit of a weird...
The French have enough going. I mean, the French have cuisine and romance. I think they're doing okay. Yeah. They don't need to take humour from us.
No.
They broke it down. I think it was, for some reason, it was ranked out of 112 points or countries. Points. 112 points. Why not just
was
do around
points?
100? Anyway, Czech Republic got 72.33. Portuguese got 71.42. And we got 71.18. So we are only narrowly beaten by the Portuguese.
No, yeah. And the Polish were up very high as well. Now, I've met a lot of very funny Polish people. They're like a very dry sense of humour. Do you know, it's funny because you kind of do, when you do meet a lot of different nationalities, you kind of start to see like, there is a trend going on with their culture of how they kind of make their jokes. But the French now, I haven't met a funny Frenchman or a woman.
If you're French and you'd like to take offence, 53106 at a cost of 30 cents, or 7-1400-106. Is it in part to do with being economically downtrodden? Are you funnier as a country if you don't have a lot of money?
I don't know. I also think we've been repressed for years as well. Do you know what I mean? There's kind of that as well. Yeah, I don't know. I think Irish people are definitely very funny. Like I was over in Australia there and obviously there's so many Irish over there. And just you'd spot them a mile away. And when they'd say anything to you, just... they're just hilarious, like, you know, they really are.
Is it weather related? Is it that if you're a nation that has to spend a goodly chunk of the year indoors, possibly inebriated, that it lends itself towards being funny? That doesn't explain the Portuguese, though.
No, it doesn't. And do you know what I find as well? Like, do you know, there's something, do you know, what I always think is if you were a really good looking child, you probably didn't have to try that hard having a personality. But if you weren't a good looking child or like a really gorgeous person, you kind of depend on your personality. Now, I'm not saying Irish aren't good looking people, but what I'm saying is like, just
if you're Irish and you're offended, 53106.
I'm getting cancelled here. Oh my God. The Irish will hate me. No, but I definitely wasn't a great looking kid and I definitely had to try my personality a lot harder and try and be a lot funnier than the rest of the average Joes in my class.
But, well, you can finish it off by spending a little bit of time in the Czech Republic, a little bit of time in Portugal, and then you will be the perfect finished article, Faye. Faye, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. That is Faye Short, actress and comedian.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.